Oh, praise, praise God, praise God. Ooh. We give ourselves away this morning to our God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Morrison, for just blessing us with that selection this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Greetings, my brothers and sisters. I am so thankful for the opportunity to share God's word with you this morning. It is my prayer that we will all receive something from what God has shared with me to share with all of us. We're living in times that can be described as unprecedented, uncharted, unexpected, and unimaginable. While grappling with the worldwide pandemic known as COVID-19 or coronavirus, we've also had to deal with other issues such as wildfires, storms, hurricanes, floods, explosions, and the senseless killing of our Black brothers and sisters. Some folks are scared, concerned, angry, and overwhelmed. Others have chosen to question, to doubt, to blame, and even curse God. But what about us, church? What about us, the children of God? How should we react? How are we reacting? Today, I've come to encourage us to keep standing on Jesus Christ, the solid rock, to remember that we belong to Him. I've come to encourage us to magnify God this morning by simply shouting, "Blessed be God." You know, Sister Morrison opened up the service with involving us in singing with her and just praising God. And so the theme continues. We just want to praise God this morning. We just want to give Him all the glory this morning. Will you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. I'll give you a moment to turn there. Ephesians chapter 1, I'll be reading the first 7 verses. I'll begin. Ephesians 1, 1 through 7. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved, to whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Let us pray. Father God, we just come one more time thanking You. Thanking You for Your love. Thanking You for all Your blessings. Thanking You for this day. Thanking You for the opportunity, O God, to break Your word, Father. We ask that You just bless us, I pray. I ask, O God, that we will receive Your word in obedience. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. My topic today is simply, blessed be God. Blessed be God. Paul is writing to the Ephesians and to the faithful in Christ, which includes us. Notice how his greeting includes grace and peace. You see, church, at the time of the writing of this letter, The Ephesians were dealing with false teachings and many other issues. So Paul wanted to encourage them. He wanted to lift them up. He wanted to give them fuel to keep them pressing on. Now, Paul himself could have used some words of encouragement since he was arrested for preaching the gospel. Although he was under arrest for preaching Christ, he was not discouraged or deterred. Instead, he found a different medium to continue preaching Christ. He found letter writing, pretty much similar to the case we're in today. We have found a new medium, a different medium to continue worshiping. Now, Paul could have been bitter. He could have questioned God. He could have spewed out a number of complaints. But instead, we see in verse 3 that he burst out in praise. Like Paul, COVID-19 has restricted our movements and affected our usual way of life. But again, he was not deterred, but kept doing what he was called to do. And so should we. We are called to glorify God in our everyday lives, in our speech, thoughts, and actions. There are myriad reasons to praise God, and Paul enumerated several. However, this morning, we will be focusing on 4 from our passage. First, God has showered us with all spiritual blessings. Second, God has chosen us. Third, God has adopted us. And fourth, God has redeemed us. Let's talk about being showered with all spiritual blessings. Verse 3 reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." As I mentioned earlier, the saints were being bombarded with false teachings. This means there were issues with false gods as well. So Paul wanted to be sure that his readers knew which God he was talking about. He was talking about the God who is the Father of Jesus Christ, the Jesus Christ that the authorities didn't want him to preach about. He was talking about the only God who can bless us with all spiritual blessings. That is the God that Paul was talking about, and that is the God we must continue to talk about. Blessed be that God this morning. These spiritual blessings are in heavenly places in Christ, meaning in heaven where Christ is. So, you may ask, how does that help us here on earth? Malachi 3:10-12 has an interesting answer. Malachi 3:10-12, for those who are writing it down or turning there. Those verses read, "Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room to receive. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed. For you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." You see, church, we receive our spiritual blessings incrementally, according to our actions and according to God's wise counsel. In due season, when the time is right, God will burst open the windows of heaven and shower us with those spiritual blessings. Let's look at another example of these spiritual blessings. On one occasion, while Jesus was teaching, he talked about some blessings that directly and indirectly point to heaven. This is a very familiar scripture found in Matthew 5, starting at verse 2. Matthew 5, starting at verse 2. And he, Jesus, opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And I will add, they shall be comforted here and also in heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And I will add, this earth, but also the new earth to come. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled, church, here and also in heaven. Blessed are the merciful, glory to God, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Where? In heaven. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Here is what Jesus says. My last verse here, he says, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven." Church, let's rejoice and be exceeding glad, because one day we will be with Jesus in heaven, where we will enjoy spiritual blessings. Recently, due to a bank merger, I received a new bank card. On the front of the card was a bold message about the need to call to activate. I had to follow the activation instructions carefully in order to access my few dollars. Like that bank card, God's blessings are available to us, but we must activate them according to God's instructions found in His holy word. Church, we can't just be hearers of the word. We must be doers of the word in order, again, to activate God's blessings. So let us just burst out in praise in the midst of all our trials according to the instructions of God. Next, in our passage, Paul praises God because God has chosen us. What an honor. Verse 4 of Ephesians 1 reads, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." In today's society, we can be chosen for certain projects, certain teams, certain programs, but nothing compares to being chosen by God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing, church. As he's chosen, he wants us to be holy and blameless by following his instructions. Isaiah 43 and 10 says, "You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe in me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after me." God has chosen us, church. John 15 and 6:16 says, "You have not chosen me," Jesus speaking here, "but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." Hallelujah. We have been chosen by this awesome God. What a blessing. Next, Paul praises God because God has adopted us. Verse 5 of Ephesians 1 reads, "Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. In the context of this verse, it was established a long time ago by God that all who believed would enjoy the privilege of being sons and daughters of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Therefore, every believer has been adopted. Isn't this cause for praise? Hallelujah. As a result of this adoption, we've been made a part of the family of God. We are no longer strangers. We're not temporary guests. We're not stepchildren. We're not half-brothers or half-sisters. We are family. We are part of God's family. We are children of the Most High God with full rights and privileges and with access to all spiritual blessings. Paul, in the second chapter of Ephesians, explains that now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. What a blessing. Then I like how Romans 8 and 15 describes it. It says, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. What a privilege that we've got this awesome God that we can call Father, Abba, Father. Finally, Paul praises God for redeeming us. Verse 7 reads of chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. There was a time when we were separated from God because of sin. We were slaves to sin, positioned to receive the wages of sin. But God, in his mercy, sent his only beloved and begotten Son to redeem us. In other words, to buy us back. Ephesians 2, 12 and 13 explain that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. Church, what a privilege. We have so much to praise God for this morning. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we've been made nigh. Hallelujah. And I like what Revelation 5 and 9 says. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. Church, this redemption was accomplished by the shedding of precious blood, the precious blood of Jesus the Christ. He was wounded for our transgressions, and he has the scars to prove it. If you remember Thomas, one of his disciples, Thomas wanted to see the scars as proof that Jesus was alive. I'm so glad that we don't have to see the scars because we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't have to see the scars in order to praise him for redeeming us. But we do need to remember the tremendous pain and suffering that he endured for us. We do need to celebrate that every day. And if you really, really need to see a scar, take a closer look at today's reasons for praising God. Spiritual blessings, that's your S. Chosen by God, that's your C. Adopted by God, that's your A. And redeemed by God, that's your R. Hallelujah, church. Blessed be God this morning. Let us use this scar to remind us of some reasons for bursting into praise. And while the world worries and questions and even blames God, let us keep praising him this morning as we are called to do. Hallelujah. As I close, let me leave you with some words from Psalm 115. Psalm 115, verses 14 through 18. And I want to give you a moment to turn there. Psalm 115, verses 14 through 18. Let's turn there in our Bibles. Those verses read, "The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men." I want you to listen to these two last verses carefully. "The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we, church, we," and I'm adding this part, "we who are alive will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord." Oh, glory to God. Church, as long as we have life, as long as there is life, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what we're going through, regardless of our restrictions, regardless of our pain, regardless of our suffering, as long as we have life, may we always cry out, "Blessed be God." Hallelujah. Thank Lord this morning. Lord, we just praise you this morning, and we thank you for the opportunity to cry out, "Blessed be God." God bless you this morning, and I pray that you have found just a little something that will keep you encouraged as you go through the rest of this day, the week, and the rest of your time. If you are listening this morning, or you're viewing this morning, and you don't have this relationship with Christ, you're not in a position to cry out, "Blessed be God," because you don't know him personally, you have an opportunity to do that this morning. You have an opportunity to receive him into your life this morning so that you can become chosen, adopted, and redeemed this morning. We open the church symbolically now for you to accept Jesus, to give him a try. All you have to do in this virtual setting is to pray a simple prayer, to ask God to come into your heart, to let him know that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, and that you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. I'm going to invite you to pray with me in a second. Before I pray that prayer, I do want to encourage you to connect with us. If you've got follow-up questions, perhaps you're accepting him right now as your Lord and Savior, but you need additional guidance. You need to talk to our pastor. You need to talk to one of our ministers. I invite you to visit our website, as was mentioned earlier in the announcements, www.beaconlightchurch.org. Go to our website and connect with us there for additional guidance. Let us pray. I'm going to pray a prayer that I ask you to pray with me. Father God, we just thank you for today. And Lord, I ask you to come into my life. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, that he is Lord. I believe with all my heart that you raised him from the dead, and I invite him into my heart now and into my life. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen. Praise God. Again, if you prayed that prayer, we just thank God for you, and we are here to support you and connect with us on our website if you need further information, if you've got questions. Also, we welcome you to connect with us for Bible study where you have an opportunity to ask questions. Thank you all for the opportunity to share with you this morning.